sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, here with Becky Ivins.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We have a really, I think, a fun show for everybody.
I'm looking forward
today.
To this one today.
Because our guest is Georgie Rasko from Neighborhood Alliance. You're executive director of the Neighborhood Alliance, right, Georgie?
I am, and I have been for 24 years.
And for those who don't know Neighborhood Alliance, what is the Neighborhood Alliance?
We are a 45-year-old nonprofit here in Oklahoma City, housed in that wonderful old firehouse at the corner of Northwest 36th and Klassen.
I do love your office.
I do, too. It still has the fire pole in it, even. So we're great stewards of that old building. We help neighborhood associations to organize and to thrive. We also work with homeowner associations as well. We have a contract with the City of Oklahoma City, the Oklahoma City Police Department, as well as a lot of other funders throughout Oklahoma City. We currently work with over 600 different organized associations, neighborhood and homeowner associations. So anything it takes to be a good neighbor, we can help you with here at Neighborhood Alliance, whether it's forming an association, getting to know your neighbors, if you have a crime problem and you want your neighbors to work together. We firmly believe you do not have to move to live in a better neighborhood. So give us a call.
There you go.
I love that.
Tell you what. And you guys are funded how?
We are a nonprofit, so we're funded through donations through the neighborhoods themselves, by just donations if they can. We're not a membership organization, so nobody joins us and then gets services because they join us. But we do have a contract with the City of Oklahoma City. We also now, as of this is going on our second year now, have a contract with the City of Norman as well. And we have two full-time employees down there. And then we also have a contract with the Oklahoma City Police Department that we're very proud of and have had for about 16 years now. And so then the rest of it is foundations. We have an endowment of the Oklahoma City Community Foundation as well. So lots of different sources fund us.
Yeah. I've been president of a neighborhood association, and I've served many years on a homeowners association. So what's the difference?
And that's a hard question for some people. They don't understand the difference. A neighborhood association is a voluntary organization. You join if you want to. There's typically not any covenants or rules for the association, meaning nobody can tell you what you can or can't do with your fences or your roof line or what kind of shrubbery or anything that you do. You just simply live by the city codes, whatever codes the municipality has. Whereas a homeowners association or an HOA is mandatory. When you move in there, you sign paperwork when you sign your mortgage that says, yes, I'm aware that this is a mandatory association. Typically, usually 98% of the time, there's dues that are associated with the mandatory HOA. So you must pay your dues. You have no choice. And you must follow those covenants. So if they say, for instance, no businesses allowed in the homes, then you cannot have a business. You can't repair small engines in that third garage. You cannot have a black roof if they say all roofs are supposed to be brown. So you cannot have a three-story batting cage in your backyard for your 7-year-old batting phenom. You can't have these things if they say that you can't. They have the legal right to make you take those things down. So that's the difference between a voluntary neighborhood association and a mandatory homeowners association.
And in a homeowners association, that's exactly what it is. The owners join. Mm-hmm. Whereas in a neighborhood association, tenants that rent properties there can join a neighborhood association.
Yes.
And fully participate.
Well, and we also want renters in an HOA to be active in their HOA as well. So if you're renting a home in your HOA, your landlord has to abide by the covenants, but so do you. So some of the covenants might have to do with parking. And if you're a tenant or a renter in that HOA, you have to abide by those parking rules that they have in that HOA. And the main thing that they have in common, both the voluntary and the mandatory, is just creating good neighbors and creating a great place to live. We all want somebody to recognize if we don't come home from vacation. We want somebody to go when we are going on vacation to be able to go next door and say, can you pick up my mail while I'm gone? Or can someone feed my outdoor cat while I'm gone? Can someone look after my mother while my father's on a business vacation? She lives next door to you. We all crave those kinds of relationships with neighbors. And that comes from an association. It gives you that opportunity to get to know people. And that's what they provide.
And a neighborhood that was next door to a neighborhood that I lived in for 20 years, the owners were gone on vacation. And since they were gone on vacation, someone pulled up with a trailer and lawnmowers and went in the backyard and started mowing the grass. Well, that what they had done is just start the lawnmowers. And then they went in through the back windows, stole everything and put them in the bags as though they were carrying stuff out. And the neighbors thought, well, that's weird because he usually like has a kid in the neighborhood mow his grass when he's gone, but nobody called. So it helps when you have a really good neighborhood association where people do know each other.
Exactly. Right.
Yep. And from a real estate perspective, it helps greatly with property values and the
Absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely.
And we have just a whole lot to talk about in this segment. But now it's time to talk to our money man.
NMLS number 196-895.
Dean Riddell from SWBC Mortgage. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
We're doing great.
Hey, Dean. When you have someone in to apply for a home loan and they're afraid because they're afraid they need credit repair, what do you suggest?
Well, I mean, there's a couple things, Becky. So A, if I get a phone call, people are gun-shy for me to pull credit because they think they're managing their credit on their own with some third-party sources. I'm not always a big credit repair fan because the success rate, I think, has been so minimal with the clients who I've dealt with who've done credit repair. But for those people that call that truly want to buy a home, I will always truthfully say, you need to embrace a lender that you trust, reach out to them, have them pull your credit, see what it looks like, the good and the bad and the ugly. Go sit down with them. And they come in my office, and I'll spend 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour putting a plan in place, going over what's helping them and hurting them on their credit to honestly place them in a point where they can buy a house. I mean, I've got a loan closing next month. That it's been a year-long process, but I met with them a year ago, coached them, guided them, directed them, and here they are. They're buying a house. My biggest thing is you can't fix your credit if you don't know what it looks like.
There you go.
You just can't do it.
Well, and go with someone you trust. When I needed a mortgage, I went with SWBC Mortgage. Mm-hmm. So
you can reach out to them at 405-858-7770. That's 858-7770. Or you can go to BeckyIvins.com, click on Becky's Favorites, and you'll see SWBC Mortgage right there at the top. As always, thank you, Dean Riddell.
Thanks, guys.
We'll be back with more right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're here with Georgie Rasko, the Executive Director of the Neighborhood Alliance, talking about HOAs and neighborhood associations.
Well, and one of the hot things that is happening in our market today is Airbnb, VRBO, whatever you want to call it, home sharing.
Exactly.
Right? So, I mean, we're a pretty good-sized city. So we kind of need some of those, right?
Yes, we do. We're a market that has a lot of business travel. We have a lot of entertainment travel, more so as we're getting more popular for entertainment ventures. And so a lot of part of the reason that we have a shortage of affordable homes in this city is because they're being bought by venture capitalists to turn into home sharing ventures. They can make a lot of money on those. They can make upwards of $300 to $400 a night on these homes. And they're buying a lot of them in homeowner associations and even in the inner city as well. So what's the problem with especially some of the ones in the HOAs, the larger HOAs that have these larger homes with pools, is that people are renting them for large family reunions or parties even. And even though the HOA might have rules in their covenants that say no renting, no rentals, might even say no home sharing rentals or no businesses allowed, the city permits supersede your covenants. So if the business owner or the home sharing owner goes to the city and goes to the Board of Adjustment and gets a permit for a home sharing, which is the same as an Airbnb or VRBO, that supersedes the covenants that would then disallow it. So it gets very frustrating for people that spend, you know, even $400 to $700,000 or more for a home, and then right next door to them now, the family moved out and instead has moved in a rental property that has wild parties all weekend and all through the summer.
Well, and parking is an issue.
Big issue, yes.
For a home share, mm-hmm. because a lot of neighbors associations do not allow street parking.
Right.
Street parking ever or street parking at night. Mm-hmm. And so if you've got a two-car garage and then room for, even if you've got room for six people to park cars in the driveway, which would be rare, but you may have 10 cars show up.
Exactly.
So you've got cars to put somewhere.
If you've got several family members driving in to meet you here and they're all coming in their own cars, there's not going to be enough room in the driveway for them. The city is very aware, because of all of the complaints, that this is an issue. It's not only an issue in Oklahoma City. It's an issue nationwide. So everybody is looking at it and trying to figure out what to do with this. The motto that's kind of come out of it nationwide is neighborhoods, not businesses. Don't put a business in my neighborhood. And that's true. We move there to live there and to know our neighbors. And it's not true for every single neighborhood. Some people have bought home share homes in smaller, lower income neighborhoods that are close to, let's say, maybe the Plaza District or to another entertainment area, and have fixed them up. Sometimes they're the nicest house on the block because they're making a business out of it. And so they want it to look nice. And then it's that broken window syndrome. You've all heard about it, that somebody fixes a broken window in their house and suddenly other people start fixing up little things in their house, and it just kind of goes throughout the block. And it's kind of that theory that, well, they fixed up that house. Now, look, I can do those little things too and make my house look better. So because that home sharing home now looks better, other people have started fixing up their home. And the smaller homes don't necessarily attract the big family reunions and the party kinds of things. So the parking isn't necessarily an issue, and the loud parties aren't necessarily the issue. So sometimes in the inner city, the Airbnbs, rentals, and the home sharing isn't as big of an issue as it is in the HOAs. So there is a lawsuit right now in one of our HOAs that has gone to the courts, and it'll take a good 2 years probably to work its way through the courts. But if it rules in favor of the HOA, then it will affect all homeowner associations throughout the city, and it can make a big difference in whether they have to abide by the covenants or whether they have to abide, listen to how the Board of Adjustment does rule on some of these applications that come in. But again, I can't put all the blame on the city, because it is something, it's just growing pains, and it is something that we need as far as home sharing goes. But it comes with a laundry list of problems for neighbors. And I don't know what the solution is, and I don't know that anybody across the country does yet.
You know, a few years ago, we had an issue in neighborhoods of folks doing residential care facilities. Which
we still do.
Like a halfway house, basically. Right. I mean, and a residential care facility is a category, and it has to be in a neighborhood. It can't be in an industrial area or a commercial area, but it allows up to 5 people, I believe, if I'm remembering right, up to 5 people living in a home that are unrelated. Mm-hmm. And neighborhoods were just up in arms about that.
Well, and it still comes with its same parking issues. It's shift change for those homes. There can be sometimes upwards of 7-8 cars trying to park around that home while they're doing shift change. Ambulances can come at all time, much more often than they come to other homes in the neighborhood. People that come to visit on the weekends to those homes, of course we want family to visit the people that are in those kinds of homes, but it brings a lot more traffic. It utilizes a lot more neighborhood resources and city resources than an average home does. So, yeah, it's still a big issue.
Well, and, you know, you get those approved for a certain thing, like maybe a senior, as in senior adult, an older person that doesn't want to go to a long-term care but can live in a family home like that. And you can have, like, 5 people living in a 4-bedroom house.
Right.
But then when it gets categorized as a residential care facility, it also can have juveniles living there that have gotten in trouble. And this is their, like, aftercare program, mm-hmm. kind of like their probation or parole thing that they mm-hmm. are on. And then you can have adults with the same thing
right.
that are out of the DOJ, basically, mm-hmm. Or Department of Corrections and DOC, and do... And just live amongst the rest of the people in the neighborhood that have families and lots of times small kids. And that's a real threat to, at least it's a perceived threat. Sometimes I think it can be an actual threat.
Yeah, and other than if they have a sexual deviance issue on their record, none of the others have to be, the neighbors are not warned or notified of any of the others being in their neighborhood.
Are they notified if they're a sexual deviant?
Well, if they're on the sexual predators list, yes.
They're notified, yeah, they're or notified. You just have to go look for them?
Well, no, if you're within certain feet of them living in that home, then you do get a notification of it,
okay.
of them moving to that address, yes.
Hmm.
But, you know, let me go back to neighborhood associations. Some of the perks of having a neighborhood or organized association is seniors can age in place longer because neighbors can look after them. So we could have less care homes. We know that property values go up. We know there's less crime when you have a neighborhood association. We know that children do better in school because they learn socialization through their neighborhood association. So there's so many perks that could take care of some of these problems just by having a neighborhood association to begin with.
Boy, interesting conversation.
Yeah, and I'm really interested to get into the crime prevention and your connection with the police departments.
That'd
be
great.
I look forward to that when we come back on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins and our special guest, Georgie Rasko, with the Neighborhood Alliance of Central Oklahoma. And it is time for our word of the day. A Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700. Becky, what's our word of the day?
Well, our word of the day is coalition. And coalition's a temporary alliance of distinct parties, persons, or homeowners for joint action.
Very good.
So how's that?
That's perfect. We have a phenomenal coalition on the northeast side of Oklahoma City that has gotten together. I think they have 17 different neighborhood associations that have joined now, and it's their leadership, the presidents or vice presidents, whoever's assigned, that get together on a monthly basis as the Northeast Side Neighborhood Leadership Team Coalition, and they help then sort of do the advocacy on a larger level, like at the city council, the planning department, planning commission, the traffic commission, those kinds of things for that neighborhood. And they are rocking and rolling for the Northeast Side, making some really good waves and really representing their area well. So coalitions are working very, very well in neighborhoods.
And you guys do the Neighborhood Alliance of Central Oklahoma, I think. So how many counties or how many – what's your area?
Well, because we're so unique, we've only found one other organization in the whole country that's like ours. So there's really nothing else that really compares really to our organization. So because of that, we will take calls from anybody that calls us. We get calls from other states. We definitely get calls from all over Oklahoma. But we've recently opened a satellite office in Norman, and this will be going on our second year there. They've been asking us for about 10 years now to please come and help them out. So finally, the time was right. We've got two full-time employees there. They're doing a great, great job. And we quickly also found that Norman is not Oklahoma City. It's very, very different. So it is, and we're going to have to learn that for any city that we decide to try and help with a satellite office. All cities are very unique. But we will still, any city that has an HOA or, you know, a retirement home or condo association, if you have a question, call us. Give us a call. We can certainly spend some time, or email us, either one, or go to our website.
You know, you guys have for years done education for neighborhood leaders or people who want to form an association. So what are some of the programs that you have?
We do about 50 different workshops throughout the year. And we have every other month, we have what's called a Jumpstart for Voluntary Neighborhoods, and that's on Zoom. All of these you can find on our website, so I'm not going to tell you exactly any dates or anything. And then the in-between months, when it's not a voluntary, it's a Jumpstart for Homeowners Associations. And those are just the basics of everything you need to know about either mandatory or voluntary associations. And they're, again, both of those are taught on Zoom, and they're free of charge. For homeowner associations, we also are very lucky to have the leading attorney in our state that for homeowner associations, Matthew Winton. And he does a legal issues for HOAs class. He does it three times a year. It's two sessions each class. And it's also on Zoom. And you can register for that on our website as well. I think it's the Bible when it comes to homeowner associations. If you are a leader in one or you live in one, you will learn things that you never knew and that you're going to be glad you know. Then we also have classes on Crime Watch and Crime Patrol, different things. The anatomy of a traffic stop was one of our favorite ones. We also did a really, really good one that had over 200 people at it here recently on dealing with unhoused people in the city. And it was put on by the Police Department and Neighborhood Alliance, but we had non-police people doing the presentation, and it answered about 70 different questions from the audience that evening. So we do a lot of workshops on newsletters, communications, how to run effective meetings, how to change your covenants as an association. We definitely know the difference between what a lawyer needs to do for your HOA versus us in my 24 years of experience of working with an HOA. There's a lot of things that I can explain to you, but I will also know my boundaries and know when I need to tell you that you need to go to a lawyer.
Well, one of the things that I know you guys do is you help homeowners the transition from the developer to the homeowners to take that HOA association and transfer it to the homeowners.
It is so, so important for you as homeowners to know your rights in that transition meeting, because all too often the developer, they've been doing a great job, hopefully, for you before they turned it over for you. But at that turnover meeting, you need to make sure that everything that you're getting is in working order. Just like when you bought your home before the builder turned it over to you. You went through the house and made sure all the faucets were working. It's the same with your neighborhood. You need to make sure that everything is in working order. You need to make sure that the common areas are deeded over in your association's name. You need to make sure that if there are any contracts that your developer has put in your name, such as lawn mowing or a management company, that you're aware of those and that you want those, actually, that you have financial records of things that they've done on your behalf. Anybody that they've given permission to change the covenants on their building, that you have a record of all those things. So we'd love for you to contact us before the turnover meeting. We're not going to represent you at the turnover meeting, but we can certainly educate you about what your rights are at that turnover meeting.
Well, and then you have activities for the neighborhood, for neighborhoods. Uh-huh. What activities? I know there's one that's upcoming pretty quick.
Yes.
Neighbors Out?
Night Out is an annual activity that we've done for over 20 years, and it's on September 12th. It's where we encourage all neighborhoods, mandatory, voluntary, or just your block, or just your neighbors on each side, get together, do something social on that night, register it with us on our website. You can even see a really good planning guide on our website as well. And then we'll put you on a list, a really good list and a map. We send that out to the police department, to all the city council members, to the elected officials here for Oklahoma City and for Norman area. And they will then go out and visit as many of those parties as possible. And so you'll have a lot of people coming and visiting you. It's a great way to get to know your neighbors. It can be as simple as getting a child's plastic water pool, filling it with ice, and putting a couple of watermelons in it, and then just sharing watermelon with you and your neighbors. Some neighborhoods go way out and have barbecue grilling contests, invite some celebrity judges like you, Becky, can come out and be a celebrity judge to somebody.
Give me the address. I'm there. I do like me some barbecue.
They're a lot of fun. We have over 120 different parties going on that night.
So there's been a lot of information given. Let me kind of guide some direction here with it. The website for the Neighborhood Alliance of Central Oklahoma is NACOK.org. And we will put a link of it into the podcast version of this radio show. And if you know someone who's a part of an HOA, this is a really needed for them. You can, anywhere that you subscribe to podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, it's on Amazon. You can just put in Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move or Becky Ivins. It'll pop up and you'll be able to share this. And we will come back with talking about Dinner with the Chief when we come back with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Uh-huh. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. It is time for our smoking hot deal. Our smoking hot deal is brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill, located on the south corner of 122nd and Penn, on 63rd just west of Meridian, and at 505 East Main Street in Yukon on Route 66. And this week's smoking hot deal is your smoking hot deal. You can go on to BeckyIvins.com, just click on search listings, and you can create your own smoking hot deal. You can search by number of bedrooms, number of bathrooms you need, number of acreage, the area you may want to be in. School district. You can, I think you can do it into a particular, like if you want a particular high school within a school district. And you can set an alert for you to be alerted whenever something comes up that matches what you would call a smoking hot deal. You can get your alert immediately. You can get it once a week.
It's a really good way to get educated when you're just kind of starting mm-hmm. the process. So that would be a good thing.
Yep. And another thing you can do is you can create a kind of info where you can put in your own home address, and you'll get sent what is sold around you once a month.
That's
great information.
That's really good to information to have for
yep.
sure.
And that is our smoking hot deal brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill.
I want you to give the website for Neighborhood Alliance again.
So the website is NACOK.org.
Okay.
Neighborhood Alliance of Central Oklahoma, NACOK.org. And there's just some great resources on there.
Do you know, I know I get a notification from you guys, Georgie, about crime statistics.
Mm-hmm.
So can anybody get those?
You have to register your neighborhood. And then once you register your neighborhood, and that's completely confidential, we do not give that in neighborhood's name and leadership people out to anyone. And we get inundated with calls from roofers and real estate agents and Mary Kay salesmen that want that list of neighborhoods, and we do not. It's confidential. But if you register your neighborhood with us, we then turn those boundaries that you give us when you register over to the police department. It takes a couple of months to get on the computer system with them, but then they will start GIS mapping for you your boundaries, and they will start putting you on their crime system. And then once a month, they will download with everybody else a list of all the crimes that were reported within your boundaries, and then a legend that will tell you what the codes mean so you know what kind of crime. Now, to prevent vigilantism, they will block out the first two numbers of the address so that people don't start running down to that address and confronting them.
Oh, are they doing the first two numbers now instead of the last two?
It's the last two.
The
You're
last
exactly
two.
Right.
Okay.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
And so, but what it does for you is that if you see that you've not had any car burglaries before, and now all of a sudden you've got four or five car burglaries in your neighborhood, then we inform you, we tell you what you need to do is you need to take that report and call what's called your PCR officer at the police division that you live in. That's the police community relations officer. There's four police divisions in Oklahoma City. Everybody lives within one. And the PCR officer, is each one of those has a PCR officer. They are sort of the Monday through Friday liaison between neighborhoods, businesses, and the police department. They do not go out and arrest anybody. They don't drive, they don't give tickets. But they do community service kind of work for neighborhoods. And what they will do is then they have more information than what's on that police report. They can go and look that up, and they will come back and tell you, guess what? Three of those cars were unlocked when they were burglarized. Mm-hmm. So now you know you have an education problem in your neighborhood. You need to start educating your neighbors and saying, hey, guys, we had car burglaries, and three of them were unlocked. And we think that's why people keep coming back and trying to burglarize our cars, because they think we're all stupid and we leave our cars unlocked every night. So you can get more information from the police department, but you will have more. You will know what's going on in your neighborhood.
If somebody wants to register their neighborhood, do they need to be the HOA president, or they need to be on the board? Does it need to be someone who's in a
official? Need to be in a leadership position to do that. And there's some information that you need to provide. If you go to our website, the mm-hmm. NACOK.org, mm-hmm. go to the bottom of that front page and it says register your neighborhood. Look at that first and it'll tell you the information that you're going to need to provide to register. And then just call your neighborhood leadership and say, hey, I didn't see us on the list for crime statistics. And this would be very, very helpful for us to have, and encourage them to register. Also, in the city depends on that registration that we have on our website to put your neighborhood on their map. So if you're not on our registration, you're not listed as a neighborhood on the city of Oklahoma City's map. So it's a double whammy thing there that you also will get very, very good information, and you'll also be included on the city's map. So that's really good. The other, some of the other crime prevention things, the Oklahoma City Police Department is very, very interested and helpful for neighborhood associations. They have a Crime Watch and Crime Patrol programs both. Crime Watch is taught by Neighborhood Alliance, and that's where we come out to, again, just your block if you're not organized, or your Sunday school class, or a group of people, or your whole neighborhood association, and teach you how to get to know the two houses in front of you, each house on each side of you, and the house behind you. We provide you with a little card that you can take to each house, and you fill it out and give it to them. And you can say to them, I just learned from Neighborhood Alliance that you are one of my best crime prevention tools, and I am one of yours. So I want to give you this information about me. And if you see anything suspicious about my around my house, I want you to call 911. And if you want me to do the same for you, I brought a blank card for you to fill out for me. And if once that starts spreading throughout the neighborhood, that's Crime Watch. And then Crime Patrol is the next step up, where the police department will actually train people in your neighborhood that want to drive around in a shift, usually 3 hours. There has to be at least two people in the car, and they will be a volunteer patrol looking for suspicious activity. They will never arrest anybody. They take absolutely no any kind of – they cannot carry a knife or a gun or anything at all. They are not code enforcement officers. They're not looking for tall grass and weeds or, you know, junk cars, anything like that. They're simply looking to see if maybe you left your garage door open and maybe remind you to close your garage door, or your child Sally left her bike at the curb, I might want to take it up. There's a car that's been left on the curb now for 3 days. That's suspicious. We need to turn it into the police. Nobody seems to know who it is. Those kinds of things can make your home and your neighborhood very, very safe.
You know, we've only got about a minute left. I wanted to ask you about, what was it, Dinner with the Chief.
Chief Gorley started this with us a couple of years ago, and it's been so, so successful. This is where we take disenfranchised people, and I don't mean to use that in a derogatory term way, but these are people that would never have the opportunity to have a dinner with Chief Gorley. And then we set up about 4 to 6 different dinners around the city in different police districts. And the chief and the deputy chief comes, and we have intimate dinners with about 7 people at each dinner. Neighborhood Alliance facilitates it. We don't have an agenda going in. It's just a conversation that people want to have. Angry, mad, congratulatory, whatever comes out in that dinner comes out. And the police department gets to hear it.
Yeah, it sounds like I would love to be a part of that dinner. That sounds like incredible conversation with
the
chief.
It's a fabulous conversation, and the police department handles it extremely well.
You know what? I want to share their website one more time. There's just a lot of resources, nacok.org. And I know this is, Georgia, it's been timely for me because my little small neighborhood is about to transfer from the developer to the homeowners.
Give me a call.
And I'm, this is perfect timing for me. And I know it is for so much of our listeners. So one last moment, any last thing that you would say, hey, this is a help that would be for homeowners associations?
Get to know your neighbors. Take this opportunity. Even if you know their dog's names, you say hello to them when you see them in the grocery store, but you have no idea what their name is. Take this opportunity to go next door and say, I'm embarrassed that I've lived next door to you for 5 years, but I've never come over and met you. So I want to do that now. I want to be a good neighbor. Just take that opportunity. You will not regret it.
In the time period of social networking, we've kind of forgot how to be sociable.
We have. And it pays off in so many ways.
Georgie Rasko, thanks for being our guest. Thanks for being with us here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. News Radio 1000, KTOK.
May the Lord always watch over you. And may all of your hopes turn to wishes, and may all of your wishes come true.